I'm always for the underdog.
Well, as you know, there's a misquote.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
It's almost like basketball season. I just want to increase my stats.
Who's a basketball coach?
These guys are athletes. You can make them champions.
What made the tension of that season so severe?
Sports.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Thank you, studio audience. It is the greatest show on turf. What's happening? It is the post-game show here on 104.5 Bob FM. Thanks for joining us. If you didn't mean to join us, well, I'm sorry, but...
You're stuck with us.
Maybe keep joining us anyways, please. We need the attention. We're very... we seek attention.
A lot of it.
Yeah, it's Friday. It is the fifth day of March in like a lion. And the post-game show is marching in like a lion. My name is Mike Misiko. Joined by Brendan Morris directly across from me. What's up, bud?
What it is.
We're
What's
back.
Happening? We're back.
We're back in the saddle. We're not canceled. They
not
didn't
yet.
Cancel us last week. Which I was very shocked we did not get canceled. There is a lot to get to tonight. So there's a ton of action happening in high school sports, Brendan, on boys' side, girls' side, and basketball. There's some hockey.
All
going on.
Of it. Hey, and that's perfect, though, because this is a sports show.
It so, is, yeah.
We can cover that.
It's a sport. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we tend to talk about here. There's a lot of things that happened last night. We'll get to last night's scores. We have a couple guests joining us on the Bob FM Sports Hotline tonight. We're going to be joined by Traverse City Central boys basketball coach Stephen Draper. Coach Draper will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. His Trojans are playing very well.
Fantastic.
Playing some good basketball right now. They had a big win last night. We'll talk to him about that. They have a game tomorrow. We'll talk about that. Also, another team that's playing really well on the girls' side of the hardwood, it is the Elk Rapids girls basketball team. They're unbeaten overall and in conference play.
Ooh.
And we'll
just tough to have happen right now.
Right, it is
tough.
We're
in the point where teams are getting upset. Teams are, you know, getting those first losses or whatnot. And
the Lady Elks keep rolling.
There we go.
Hashtag Limp Bizkit. And we'll talk to their head coach, Mike Brown. That's coming up. I want to say thank you to our sponsors of the postgame show, Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and our latest sponsor, the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill, your local sports bar destination to enjoy the sport of your choice. They're on State Street. Right here in Traverse City. The Bob FM Sports Hotline, 231-947-4471. Phone lines are open if you want to be a part of history, be a part of this award-winning broadcast. Let's start here, Mr. Morris, and we'll talk. Actually, why don't we start out with some big news last night? Did you watch the Michigan-Michigan State? We'll get this stuff out of the way first, and we'll get into the high school stuff.
So, obviously, Michigan Big Ten champions now. They beat Michigan State. Which was 69-50 was the final score. Franz Wagner put up 19 points in the win.
Franz Wagner.
Now
69-50, it was a blowout. Michigan State. I don't know what I expected because the way Michigan kind of came into the game last night, they got just throttled by Illinois.
They were pummeled. I mean, at home too. So they kind of. This is your typical
home against the Fighting Illini. That's just right. I, you know, deep down, I thought there's no way they're going to play that uninspired again.
Yeah, and maybe that was the kind of loss they needed to. I don't know.
Whatever.
Sharpen
it is,
their
it
edge
worked.
Again. I don't know.
It was a semi-close first half. I think they were down like 11. Was Michigan State at the first half? That was. Michigan State just. They look so bad offensively.
Yeah.
Nothing's falling. Mm-hmm. They don't really have maybe Aaron Henry, but they just don't have that really the go-to guy that
they don't seem to have a 1-2 punch like they have always had.
Like they've always had. So they're 14-11 now are the Spartans, mm-hmm. man, and then in jeopardy of not making the tournament.
I mean, they might be one of those lower seeds, but I don't know.
Maybe.
Even then.
I mean, they're talking like very edge of the bubble right now as a bubble team, Michigan State.
Last four in, maybe?
They have to play Michigan again on Saturday, tip-off 4:30. They have to play Michigan, Michigan State, yeah. So there's one more opportunity there with nothing to play for. I don't know. Does Michigan hold back? The Spartans really, they get an opportunity to win here. I'm not sure. I don't know what this team, if they're going to pull back at all. I mean, I don't know what's at stake for Michigan.
I mean,
if
maybe
they win,
rankings. I don't know if they happen to lose? Do they fall off that host being the number one seed in the region?
Yeah, I don't know.
They would probably fall off that, at least, because right now they're still holding that number one spot in their region.
Call it a must-win for Michigan State. He said, quote, Izzo last night did not play very good versus U of M. He says also, quote, we have work to do before Sunday, end quote. That's an understatement. Didn't play well. Just watching, it was very frustrating if you're a Spartans fan just to watch.
It just felt different.
Just watch this team, man. I mean,
different. But, like we've talked about, you just give them a chance to get into that tournament. They might be able to get surprise in. You.
And Tom Izzo is Mr. March. Keep saying it like a broken record, but still.
March Izzo? Is that his name?
Mr. March. He can get his teams ready. All he's got to do is get in. If they can get on the bubble, maybe they'll be okay. We'll see.
Give me a shot, coach. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
Sunday, Michigan State, part two. I'll tune in and watch that one just out of morbid curiosity. In the NBA, there is some news there.
Yeah.
Today, the Pistons and Blake Griffin worked a buyout. So with his contract there, they put him on the shelf for the rest of the year a while back. And latest reports are Blake Griffin appears to be heading to Brooklyn, according to various reports on Twitter. The Nets are believed to be the leaders to sign the six-time All-Star Blake Griffin. So there's some rival teams out there expecting to try to make a run at him. But right now all signs point to the Nets, which I can't believe there's that much.
Yeah, I don't know how the Nets are even in the hunt for him with the team they've got right now. They don't even have their big three playing together, and they're still one of the top teams.
I know, and that's a good scenario if you're a Blake Griffin, too, to go into a setup like
for
that.
For real, because you're just with the Pistons, who they were hoping you were going to be, maybe not franchise guy, but you were hoping to revitalize the program. Nope, that didn't work out. Well, and all of a sudden, you go to another team, you're probably going to play fantastic because he's not going to be expected to do much. He's just going to have his little role, and they already have so much talent, scoring talent.
To be fair, Blake Griffin was decent early on with the Pistons, like the first year or two.
Right.
And then he got injured and was never quite the same. I mean, he was an all-star, I think, his first year with the Pistons, too. But yeah, looks like he could be going to Brooklyn. He's going to find success if he goes to the Nets. I'd like to go there. I mean, that's a winning organization right now.
The real story is how they had to buy out his contract. They owed him $36.6 million
this year. Yeah, $36 million.
And they owed him $39 million next year.
So right. So the two sides negotiated, and they settled on a price that was, that shows that Blake Griffin wants to play still.
Right.
If he's like not wanting to just sit out and wait for his $60 million or whatever.
He followed the money once. Now it's like, all right, I followed the money for a few seasons. Yeah. Let's maybe just try and.
He's aging. He wants to go somewhere and win. And the opportunity could come with Brooklyn.
Play with KD, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and all the guys they have right now.
Yeah.
I would want to. I mean,
me too.
I'm not talented enough. I'll never be able to. But hey, that'd be fun.
Yeah. And okay. So what they're saying is Griffin gave up a substantial amount of money to gain his freedom, and which that is not a surprise there. If you're talking, he was owed $76 million over this year and next. 76
combined.
So there's no word on how much the Pistons have to pay him. But we'll see. I'm sure he's like, he could just take that right there and just be fine the rest of his life with what the Pistons owe him.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you're not doing basketball anymore, Blake? Why not? Ah, Pistons, man.
Yeah.
They owe me money for a little bit. I'm going to
They just hooked me up with $60 million. There we go. On to the NFL. The Detroit Lions kind of in the news right now. The Lions, they're talking about free agent plans. All signs are pointing right now that Jared Goff, maybe they're rolling the dice with Jared Goff. So he's not an official member of the Lions for another 12 days. But apparently he's already affecting how the team's going about their business. The GM is saying they're kind of trying to build and look at free agents and things, a specific approach around Jared Goff. So it looks like they might want this veteran quarterback and keep him in the system.
Right, and they actually had moves in their defensive backfield. I don't know if you know Desmond Trufant. He's one of their DBs from last year who was kind of on and off on the field. They're talking about trading him. So sources have said yesterday, actually, that he's planning on getting traded.
Yeah, so he is. He'll be gone, which is crazy. That was one of the
defensive backfield didn't seem very healthy last year, and all of a sudden we're just...
It was the worst defense in the NFL and like the worst defense in Lions history last season. So I guess whatever you... I mean, that's...
It doesn't matter where you, what you do now. Just make all these moves and hopefully something clicks.
Right. Yep.
I mean, that's kind of the thing in the NFL. You can go from being a horrible team to maybe being a fantastic team or a subpar, at least competitive team. It seems that's possible for everyone else. But the Lions.
But the Lions.
Heck, the Browns have done it now. Browns have gone from horrible now to a...
That's like the blueprint, I say. Like, if the Browns can do it, so can Detroit. The Lions should be able to do it. I don't know if they're going to. I don't know.
They were 5-11 last year.
Yes. There we go. That's Lions news. Oh, this just came across the wire, too. A couple things I saw on as far as the NFL bigger news. Ben Roethlisberger. He took a pay cut to stay with Pittsburgh,
which they didn't have a safe quarterback to put in there. I mean, mm-hmm. Mason Rudolph was their next guy, and I think they might have drafted a rookie last year. But
they did, yeah.
They didn't
Big
have
Ben,
anybody.
He still played well.
Yeah, they didn't have anybody, and I don't know if their performance last year was strictly on him. I don't know. I know they struggled at times, but they also looked good. They were undefeated for half the year, and all of a sudden they just fell apart completely. But when you have a quarterback like that who's aging, he's not a Tom Brady, where Tom Brady, people say, oh, he's not mobile, can't do this and that. But, I mean, he can hardly throw, though, still. He can still throw.
Right.
But he's not like a young quarterback, or he's not an old quarterback who can't move, but he can still break apart a defense. I don't even know if he can barely do that. So
Shifty, man. Roethlisberger's like shifty, though. Somehow he just like... He'll move his shoulders and get out of the way like a lewd tackler is and throw the ball. He somehow buys himself time.
I hate his throwing motion. I can't stand it. It looks horrible.
He's like 7 feet tall, and he's huge, and he's just really gumpy, but somehow he gets it done. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, and
when I say gumpy, the dude's still jacked. He would kill me with
one hand. He's obviously a Hall of Famer.
One hand.
They want to probably bring him back for 1 year, let him retire as a Pittsburgh Steeler, and probably, hopefully, maybe he helps out their next of kin.
Yeah. Or they go looking through free agency, or they look for through the draft for a replacement for Big Ben. And we just saw this on Twitter too a few minutes ago. Alex Smith of the Washington football team, they're parting ways with him, which whatever.
It was kind of a nice story at the beginning of the year when he finally was able to come back and play with them, but then you heard in the offseason he came out and had a story. I don't know if it's on a podcast or what, but he pretty much came out and said he didn't feel wanted by them. When he was trying to come back, he was doing it all on his own. He didn't feel like the franchise wanted him to come back. I think the franchise was just hoping like, oh, is he just going to be done now? Do we not have to worry about it?
Dude, one of the most gruesome leg injuries ever.
Horrible. And the man defied odds. I mean, came back.
That was a season end. That was a career ending thing that happened to his leg. That was disgusting. Yeah. I can't even believe
and
that.
And I think you can only really point to him being the reason why. I can't even thank the organization for helping him out. No, it was all on him.
All on him, and he wanted to come back, and he did.
He did.
And he got, I mean, Washington was somehow a playoff team last year. Now, Smith was, he was in and out of the lineup, and he wasn't great. But.
You know what? The guy just needs to relax and enjoy his life now. I mean, he proved that he wasn't going to end his career with that gruesome leg injury.
Yeah.
So maybe I think he went out, maybe not on top, but he went out
he
better
still
than,
wants to play.
He still wants to play.
He
I don't
still
know.
Wants to, if someone will take a shot, someone desperate for a quarterback or a decent backup, he'd make a good backup.
Right.
Jared
I would
Goff.
Probably. Maybe
Jared Goff's made out of glass. We need a backup for him.
Why not do a veteran backup? Who,
right. Yeah.
He's clearly already won more than the Lions have, and he hasn't even won many football games.
Exactly. There we go. On to the Detroit Red Wings. They are still awful. They lost to the Carolina Hurricanes 5-2 last night. They play again on Tuesday. They play Tampa Bay Lightning. They play two games against Tampa Bay next week. 7-16, and 3 are the Red Wings.
If you listened to our morning show this morning, or yesterday morning, you would have heard that I accidentally called the Carolina Hurricanes the Miami Hurricanes. I thought the Red Wings were playing the
Miami
University
Hurricanes?
Of Miami.
Why would you say that, man?
I don't know. It was weird.
They could maybe beat the University of the Miami Hurricanes hockey team. Maybe.
No.
That's how bad their Red Wings are right now.
I don't even know if they could do that.
They're playing a little better. If you follow hockey, they are... they're taking more shots offensively. So in hockey, basically, the more shots you take, better
it's
chances.
It's bound to happen.
Better chances you have to score.
Why not?
Right. So slight improvement. I don't know. By the way, back to the NBA, they're heading into the All-Star break. Pistons are going into the All-Star break now, so we'll see what happens when they come out of that. Red Wings, still pretty bad. That's what we got. Michigan, Michigan State, we talked that. And remember, Sunday is the next matchup there. Will Michigan State get in, or will they not, into the tournament? It will be crazy to see a no Tom Izzo team in the... I don't know the stats on that, but the last time there hasn't been a Michigan State team in the March Madness tournament. I don't know.
Got to be 20 years or so. I mean, I feel like every year they're in there. So
how long's Izzo been there? They've probably been there every time Izzo's been there.
Oddly enough, though, when you look at national championship appearances, though, Michigan is the only team since like 2013 in the Big Ten to make it to the national championship.
See, so it's a good stat.
You never know. I don't know. Wolverines are top team going into possibly the Big Ten tournament and then the NCAA tournament, but
well done.
It makes me nervous. Yeah. Makes me nervous.
I know. I'm very nervous. I'm nervous too.
I'm always nervous. I'm sweaty. My clammy hands.
Yes. Ugh. You're profusely sweating, man. What's going on there? if you want to weigh in on any of those topics or whatever, 231-947-4471 is the Bob FM Sports Hotline. Brendan, a lot of stuff happened this past week or last night. Certainly, there was a lot of games on the docket last night, Thursday, and why don't we start in boys basketball?
Yeah, over in boys basketball, Traverse City Central, which we'll be meeting up with them or their head coach here shortly, they beat Petoskey to stay atop of the big North Conference, 55-46. And the Northmen, they're playing well too. So Petoskey's playing pretty good basketball. Their only two losses are against the Central Trojans. So
my standings aren't updated now because I show Petoskey with one loss. So
their losses. They lost earlier in the season to Central, right, and they just lost to Central. So just two losses are to the top team. So, I mean, Petoskey's still in the hunt for being competitive in that conference. They're number two still. And then you look at Traverse City West, they fell to Cadillac, 43-30. That one was a little surprising. West had been kind of battling for that third spot in the conference, but Cadillac kind of pulled up with a little upset there.
Yeah, I think now West is at 500 record-wise, 500 in the conference. And
it fell off a little bit, unfortunately.
Yeah, Cadillac, I think they're knotted with at 3-3 in the conference with West right now as well.
And then over Boyne City, they kind of beat up Beach Jordan 67-55. That was a team that Boyne City had lost earlier last week or earlier in the week, and they lost to St. Francis and Charlevoix back-to-back. So they had been playing fantastic. Then they lose to the top two teams in the conference, in the Lake Michigan Conference, and they figured they'd battle it back and beat up East Jordan a little bit. 67-55 was the score on that
one. The Ramblers, the favorite in that one. And yeah, that was a lone Lake Michigan Conference game last night.
Now, a game I'm very hesitant to call a blowout, even though it almost seemed like that. Mantalona, they had been playing fantastic basketball. Very hot as of late.
Well, that's not a blowout.
A blowout, but I'll tell you, it didn't look pretty. I'll be straight up with you. Mantalona didn't play their best basketball.
Maybe they need a good PA announcer over there.
They need a better PA announcer, someone who knows what they're doing.
That's probably the problem. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, no, they're still a fantastic team. I think they just got their... Joburg had their number. Mantalona lost to Johannesburg Lewiston 61-52, but at the beginning of that game, Joburg could not miss a shot. They were draining it from three. They have two guys in the post who are not dramatically big men. You wouldn't look at them and say, oh, they're big men. They're kind of taller, skinnier dudes. They were on fire, making everything. They were blocking shots on the other end. Ironman, they were still attacking the basket and whatnot, but couldn't get shots to fall, and their defense didn't start coming around until the second half. So Ironman fall in that one after being atop the conference.
Yeah, and that was their first conference loss, the Ironman there. So... and also, if you look at the Ski Valley, the Gaylord St. Mary Snowbirds, they won 63-48 over Forest Area last night. What's that mean? Well, that's a Ski Valley Conference game, so the Snowbirds now tied with Mantalona for first place.
But since Mantalona had the win over them earlier this
tiebreaker.
Week. Yeah, that's the tiebreaker.
They got the tiebreaker.
They're still ahead, but hopefully they bounce back next week and get a little bit better game.
Telling you, it's all about the PA announcer, dude.
It's all about, you just need a guy who can hype up a team and, right, you know, not play Elton John the whole time.
Exactly.
I think that was the problem with the PA announcer. He didn't play good enough music.
Right.
And talk good enough. in girls basketball, Cadillac Lady Vikings. Did we jinx them? Did you jinx? It was your fault. Yeah. I'm going to blame it on you. They lost.
There's a curse, and I'm hesitant to talk about the post-game show curse.
No, that's not. We can't be talking about curse.
Well,
there's no
listen,
way.
It worked great in football. Any coach that came on this program in the football season had a great postseason run. All right.
Right.
Now in basketball, coaches that are coming on, they're starting to lose.
Cadillac. I don't know. They didn't have a whole lot of answers. Traverse City West kind of matched up with them every phase of the game, but they beat them 41-38. So it wasn't blowout game or anything, but it was probably one of those games. Cadillac just kind of, you win so many games in a row, you almost feel numb to the once your shots aren't falling, once the other team is making everything, calls aren't going your way, things are just sloppy. When you win so many games and that happens, sometimes it's tough to fix it in game and come out with the win. Sometimes you face that loss because you just were too sloppy after coming off so many wins. But like you said, even with like Michigan losing, that it might be a loss they needed.
And look, it's a Big North conference game. So conference games too are, it doesn't matter. You could be at the basement of a conference in any sport, and if it's a rivalry game, you know, you never know. The team could come to play. That's what happened with West. They got a huge win over a previously unbeaten Vikings there last night.
Yeah, and sticking in the Big North Conference, Traverse City Central, they fell to Petoskey Lady Northman. So Lady Northman beat Central 45-34. So Petoskey Lady Northman, they're still vying for that second place spot in the conference. So they're still playing fantastic basketball as well. And Gaylord in women's basketball, they beat Alpena 56-46 in the Big North Conference play.
Yeah, and what else did we have here? I don't know what else we talked about. Highland Conference in boys basketball last night. Pine River 66-38 over Everett. Manton, the Rangers got a victory over Beale City in boys basketball 54-42. And we talked about the East Jordan Boyne City game. Yes, moving on. Onekama fell to Buckley in boys basketball last night 72-58. Ski Valley Conference games, the Pelston Hornets that we didn't mention. Inland Lakes, a one-point victory over Pelston last night for a big Ski Valley Conference win. And Onaway, the Cardinals in boys basketball. 79-33 win over Central Lake. That was in boys basketball. Anything else we missed in girls basketball?
Just covering the Northwest Conference. Glen Lake in girls basketball, 70-29 over Frankfort. Glen Lake, Lady Lakers.
Glen Lake ranked in the latest AP polls. They're one of the hottest teams out there right now. And I've talked to a couple coaches that are like, we're probably going to have to face Glen Lake, and they're not looking forward to that.
Always got to be loving to be one of those teams that nobody wants to play.
Let me check.
You're too good.
Here.
And actually, Glen Lake is taking on Onekama coming up. That's their next matchup. So, Onekama, middle of the pack in their conference. However, playing the best team. And Glen Lake, I don't know. It could be a tough matchup. Maybe that's one of those games that Glen Lake struggles with just because Onekama, kind of a rival school. They play them a lot. Maybe they have their number. But
I don't know who can stop the Lady Lakers.
Who knows?
They're, I believe, 8-0 now and 6-0.
I'm going to say nobody can stop them until I see it.
In the Northwest Conference, playing very good basketball. Elsewhere in girls basketball, Leland, Lady Comets, 58-25 over North Bay. That was a Northwest Conference matchup there. Let's see. Jack Pine action last night. Beaverton over Gladwin. Claire topping Sanford Meridian. Pinconning fell to Shepherd. Best cheese in the world down in Pinconning.
Mm.
We talked Big North Conference for ladies basketball. Gaylord 56-46 over Alpena. Petoskey, we mentioned that, topping Traverse City Central and West over Cadillac. Some non-conference games. I don't know if they can hear us. Probably not. Charlton Heston Academy, 31-21 victory over Vanderbilt. Charlton Heston was an old actor. He was like 100 years old a long time ago. He died a long time ago, but he was in a movie called Planet of the Apes.
What? I know that movie. Act like that. I wouldn't know.
You filthy apes.
What, like the original? The 70s?
Yeah, the 70s one.
Oh, wow.
That was the guy. And now there's I never knew the story. Charlton Heston was the actor's name, and we have a Charlton Heston Academy here in Michigan. So I don't know if there's a connection there or if it's just sheer coincidence. If anyone knows, 947-4471.
Didn't you know that's where he retired?
Maybe. He started a school, maybe, upon his acting retirement.
Do have a quick score update.
From my cold, dead hands.
Happening right now on the ice, Alpena Wildcats taking on Bay Area Reps. Bay Area Reps up 4-1 after two periods.
Oh, really?
Late. So they're heading into the third period right now. Bay Area Reps are up 4-1.
I think, yeah, the Reps were up 1-0 after the first period, so they put on a scoring clinic.
So they're scoring a lot right now, and heading into the final period, I don't know if Alpina's going to have what it takes. We'll see. But one more period to play there, and there's a lot more.
Hockey standings, by the way. Let's hit these hockey standings real quick. I think I went over the boys and girls basketball standings. Traverse City Central sits atop the Big North Conference in hockey.
Just one loss.
Yeah, 7-1 as far as our records go. 4-0 in conference play. Gaylord at number 2, 4-3-2. 3-1 in conference. TC West, 6-2 with 2 ties. 2 wins in the conference. Petoskey 5-2, 2 wins in conference play. Cadillac 1-5 in the conference, 2-8 overall. Alpena Wildcats 0-4. They're playing the Reps tonight. That's a non-conference game. 2-7-1 overall.
Yeah, and actually, with all those conference names we just mentioned, some of that could change with the games happening right now. So games happening tonight, right now, could be ending soon, heading into their final periods and whatnot. Traverse City Central is playing at Howe Arena against Traverse City West. That game's happening right now. Hopefully, get that final score coming up here shortly. Petoskey is up in Sault Ste. Marie, so that one could be a good game as well. Bay Area Reps, of course, they're beating Alpena right now 4-1. And Cadillac is hosting Matawan right now in hockey as well. Those are all happening right now. And then tomorrow, action on the ice. Central is playing Petoskey. After both those teams playing tonight, they got to hit the road once again and play each other tomorrow. Bay Area Reps play Big Rapids tomorrow, and Alpena plays Sault Ste. Marie. So we got a lot of these college teams, hockey teams, not college teams, high school hockey teams that are playing one night, traveling, and then they got to do it all again the next day. It's
tough. They're cramming them in, man. That's how it goes. Hockey players are tough, dude. I'm telling you. The Reps are at the top of the Northern Michigan Hockey League standings, unbeaten at 3-0. They're 6-4 overall. But their game tonight is a non-conference affair. Sault Ste. Marie. Who's playing Sault Ste. Marie? Someone? Petoskey? Or was it Petoskey or Sheboygan?
Right now tonight, the Petoskey Northmen headed up to Sault Ste. Marie, and then that game's happening tonight. Once that ends, then tomorrow, Sault Ste. Marie and Alpena will tip off while Petoskey take on Traverse City Central. Petoskey gets to host the Central Trojans, who are top team in the conference.
All right. Excellent. There we go. That's what's going on. That's what happened yesterday. That's conference standings. We do have a ton of matchups tonight. Let's go through some of these matchups before we take a break. We're going to connect with Traverse City Central's basketball coach shortly. But first, here are some of the games we're looking for right now. If you know the scores or if you're out and about, give us a call, 231-947-4471. Let's start here. Highland Conference action. McBain NMC is at McBain. Crosstown rivalry. Lake Michigan Conference. Two games tonight in boys basketball. Grayling hosting Traverse City St. Francis. That'd be a good matchup there. Harbor Springs at Kalkaska in the LMC. What else? Closer to home, Northern Lakes League. Ellsworth hosting Alba. Mackinac City at Wolverine. Northwest Conference boys basketball tonight. Kingsley is hosting Buckley. There's a lot of non-conference games. Anything of note here?
Actually, speaking of non-conference games, there's a final in non-conference.
Oh, we do
games.
Have a final.
And we do have a final. Manton, they're playing Mason County Eastern. They beat Mason County Eastern. 65-29 was the final score. Manton got the win. Manton has been playing fantastic basketball as well.
The Rangers. There we go. Forest Area is in action. The boys are tonight against Traverse City Christian. And Frankfort is at Lake Leelanau St. Mary. James Cook, sports writer for the Record Eagles at the Lake Leelanau St. Mary game. Trying to connect with him, see if he can get on the line with us on the sports hotline.
We'll at least stalk your Twitter, James.
Yeah, we'll stalk you on Twitter, dude, until you call.
Oh, gosh.
You know a lot about that, right?
Whoa. What are you trying to say?
Roger City is at Bel Air in a non-conference basketball game as well. Okay. I think we got it.
Break time, baby.
That's it. And, okay, it looks like when we come back, we will connect with Traverse City Central boys basketball coach Stephen Draper.
Oh, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And I've got to somehow clean up all these
You have a mess over there. Get it together. This is supposed to be a professional broadcast.
I gotta figure out a better way to keep track of things. You're listening to the postgame show brought to you by Jimmy John's. Two locations in Traverse City. Front Street next to the College South Airport behind Cherryland Center. Jimmy John's Freaky Fast, Freaky Good. Culver's in Gaylord, Cadillac, and Traverse City on Chum's Corners and in East Bay. Welcome to Delicious. Jackson Hewitt got unexpected expenses, but low on money. Jackson Hewitt could help. Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com. That's jacksonhewitt.com. Also, our newest sponsor, thank you, the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill, your local sports bar destination to enjoy the sport of your choice. They're right on State Street.
Here. Check that place out.
Oh, me too. It's awesome. You would love it. We'll go there sometime.
Right. You're going to take me there, Mike?
Well, we'll meet there.
Oh.
Maybe we can meet there and we'll do 6 feet. You at one table, I'll be on the other table. We can just like wave sporadically to each other.
So when I borrow the kid's booster seat you got in.
Oh, there. You could ride in my daughter. You might be a little too small for my daughter's car seat.
You would be surprised.
If we can fit you in the car seat safely,
I just went to my yearly checkup and they said I am just barely above the weight to be out of a booster seat.
Almost?
I had technically the past 20 some years I should have been in a booster seat.
Okay. Gotcha. Great. That's good to know. Quick break right now. We'll come back, talk some X's and O's with Traverse City Central's head basketball coach. It's the postgame show right here on 104.5 Bob FM. It is the postgame show on 104.5 Bob FM. Thank you for joining us, 7:37 on this Friday night, 5th day of March. Mike Misiko alongside Brendan Morris tonight. We're going to go to the Bob FM Sports Hotline. This gentleman's been waiting on the Sports Hotline for like the last hour and a half doing nothing but drinking coffee, and we're going to bring him on the big show right now. First timer, Traverse City Central boys basketball coach Stephen Draper. Coach, good evening. How's it going?
Going pretty well. How are you, Mike?
Doing great, man. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad you guys invited me.
Now, you just got out of practice, is that correct?
Yeah, we go pretty short on Fridays. The 6 day weeks make it so by Friday our guys are ready to get out of there pretty early.
Yeah, no kidding. It's been like schedules are just jam packed, right? How are you and the staff and the team holding up with everything that's going on and the way this season is shaped up?
I think everybody's enjoying it right now. We talk a lot about how we should just be happy that we're getting the opportunity to compete. You know, there's a lot of schools around the state that have gotten shut down at various times and haven't got the chance to play certain games. And we've been really fortunate to be able to keep our schedule intact so far, knock on wood. And I think our guys have just done a great job of embracing the challenging circumstances. And, you know, we keep practices real short. You know, we go about an hour and a half, occasionally 2 hours. You know, today mm-hmm. we went for an hour. And just try to keep them fresh and ready for games since we're pretty much playing games every other day right now.
You guys had a game last night, a Big North Conference rivalry matchup, basically I'm not going to say it was for the conference, but it's against the number one and two ranked teams in the Big North Conference, which is always a great competitive basketball conference. You guys picked up a 55-46 win against the Northmen. Coach, talk about that game.
Yeah, so we were up at Petoskey. And,
okay.
I think the first thing that pops into my mind was I think they have two really talented big guys that really hurt us at our place when we played them the first time. They can hit shots, they can post up, they can drive it, and our big guys came in and just did a phenomenal job defensively on them, and they just limited their impact on the game, and I think that was a determining factor. You know, I think Petoskey came out and they were dead set on not letting our post guys beat us, you know, beat them with Caden Warner and Carson Briggs and Josh Burnham and Parker Schmidt. And, you know, Tyler McCoon is back for us now. And Petoskey wasn't going to let those guys beat him. And, you know, Anthony Rival, a freshman for us, had 18, which was amazing for a road game performance for a freshman. And you know, Carson Bordeaux had 14 and played really, really well. And, you know, those guards kind of carried us when they decided to take our bigs away. And I think that our bigs defense and our guards being willing to go and score the ball was was the kind of the story of the game.
What'd you talk about after the third quarter, Coach? It was a close game, of course, and I think you guys were trailing after three. Did you make any kind of adjustments heading into the fourth?
No, if anything, I did the exact opposite.
Okay.
I pretty much just gave the ball to Anthony and told him to go score.
Yeah, all right.
There wasn't a lot of coaching that happened, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
Our big emphasis was just, listen, if we get stops, we feel pretty confident that we can score enough to win this game. And, you know, I think – If I'm not mistaken, I think in the fourth quarter we gave up 4 points. I think we gave up 4 points, maybe 5 points in the whole quarter. I think it was 4 points in the whole quarter, and they were all on free throws.
Wow.
You know, we had kind of given up some silly stuff defensively earlier in the game, and I think we're a pretty good defensive team, and we just we dialed in a little bit. We did the things that we do, and, you know, we knew that if we could just get stops, we could score enough to win that game. So, yeah. It wasn't anything magic that I said. We did what we do on a day-to-day basis in practice and games, and, you know, we just let our talented players go out there and win the game for us.
I like it. That's the answer we were looking for. Coach, you're playing Midland Dow tomorrow, 2:30 game. You might not know a whole lot about Midland Dow, but what are you expecting from your players tonight? You guys have coming off a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you guys have won several games in a row, and obviously we know it gets tough once you win so many games in a row to keep mentally sharp. So what are you telling your guys going into this game to stay mentally sharp?
Yeah, you know, I think at this point in the season, the big thing that we emphasize is it's not really the time of year where you can take a step backwards. You just have to keep finding a way to get better, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you win every game, but you need to get better every single game. That's really what we tell them. You know, I'm not big on giving them 15 different things for a game plan and all that. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel here. You know, we're man-to-man defense. We're in the gaps, pressure the basketball. We don't do anything too crazy. You know, we just challenge them to try to get better every day and be more competitive than the other team and be tougher and have a little bit more fun than the other team. And, you know, hopefully some shots go in and you win.
Fundamentals.
We keep stuff pretty simple.
We're talking with Traverse City Central boys basketball coach Stephen Draper. Coach, is this your first year at the helm of the Trojans?
Yeah, this is my first year up here.
Okay, yeah, and what's your background? Where did you come from, and what got you into coaching?
Yeah, so I was down at Alvion College, down kind of in South Central Michigan for the last three years as an assistant coach. Working with Jody May, who's the head coach down there, and he's done an unbelievable job down at Albion. You know, the last 3 years, they finished top one or two in that conference, and gone to the conference championship game a couple times, won it once. You know, won the conference regular season last year. They're playing in the conference championship game tomorrow night as well.
Oh wow!
So yeah, I was down there for 3 years, and then before that, I was working for a guy named John Vanderwall, who's from Cadillac. Originally, now he's the head coach at Marietta College in Southeast Ohio.
Uh-huh.
I was down there with him for 2 years, and then I was at Holt High School before that. And I was coaching and teaching there for 3 years. But, you know, I was just fortunate. I had a really good coach in high school, you know, who I loved and who had a big impact on me. I think that it made me realize that coaching was a great way to stay engaged and involved in something that I cared about and loved to do, you know, and hopefully give me an opportunity to give back a little bit in the same way that I felt like he gave to me, Justin, helping me develop as a person and as a player.
I love it.
And, Coach, what do you notice, so when you played and when your coach impacted you how he did, what do you notice? Is there any similarities or is there vast differences with the players you're coaching now? Is it have a few same feels or just kind of come all the way back to when you were young in high school and you had the coach that you were looking up to? What does it feel like now being the coach, being on the other side of the glass, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good question. I think it helps being a teacher, too.
Right.
You know, I teach at Central.
Yep.
So I'm kind of around them all the time, and it kind of helps me just kind of see things from their perspective. I think it's easy to take for granted that, you know, high schoolers have lives. You know what I mean? Like they're human beings. I think sometimes, you know, we treat them like they don't have good days and bad days, and they have stuff that happens to them that's difficult to deal with. And, you know, it's easy to diminish their life experiences and what's going on day to day. So I think being a teacher has helped me a lot with that. Just kind of, I try to kind of see things from their perspective as much as possible and try to be a player's coach as much as possible. And like I said, I think being at a school like Central where our administration is so big on relationships and building relationships and, you know, making connections is the big priority. It just kind of reinforces my general philosophy. I'm not entirely sure that answered your question. I think it did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I did. I like, yeah.
The first part. Absolutely. Yeah, we're talking with Central, Traverse City Central boys basketball coach Stephen Draper. Coach, when you first accepted this coaching position with Central, I mean, the Trojans the last couple of years had seen some great success. You're taking over a successful program. And I asked this last week or the week before to a coach in a similar position. Did it seem like there's more pressure on you to keep up that success when you step into a role like that, or no?
Well, I think one of the things that's been really beneficial for me is that, you know, we maintained the same coaching staff that was under Coach Shuba.
Okay.
And those guys just do an unbelievable job. And so there was a lot of continuity from that standpoint.
Great.
In terms of the voices that these guys are hearing on a day-to-day basis. And Coach Shuba did a great job. I mean, they won, you know, back-to-back. I think they got shares of the BNC title both of the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if there was, you know, pressure so much as I just, you know, my big goal was to come in and just let these guys do what they're capable of.
Sure.
You know, I think the biggest thing for me was just trying to make sure I stay out of the way.
Right.
and put these guys in positions to be, you know, to be really successful and show what they're capable of doing. I think in some respects too, having the season be the way it is, remove some of that pressure too, because, you know, like night to night, anybody can have a good day, anybody can have a bad day. You know, we added it all up yesterday. You know, we've had like 10 or 11, maybe it's 12 now. I think it's 11 full contact practices, and we've played 9 games.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. That usually doesn't happen.
You know, like, yeah. It's not like we're really doing much. So it's hard for me to put too much pressure on myself because, you know, it's pretty much just roll the balls out and see how these guys play. And
mm-hmm.
They've just done an unbelievable job.
And, Coach, you mentioned some of your players earlier and just how obviously you guys haven't had extreme amounts of time to practice and prepare. So who are some of the guys in the locker room? Who are the voices in the locker room on the team that you've really just noticed kind of stepped up from the beginning of the season to now who are just kind of leading your team? Who are some of the names that people should know about?
Yeah, I think one of the benefits has been that, you know, I think we have a group with, especially with Tyler McCrude back now, you know, 1 through 13 who are really talented. And you know, we'll have days in practice where different guys will be the best player. You know, I think from a vocal standpoint, you know, Carson Bordeaux is the most vocal guy in the locker room. He does a great job being dialed in. And, you know, he's a guy that he latches on to what coaches are saying and it sticks and he does it and he repeats it and he coaches other guys up and he does that stuff. You know, I think Parker Colodi is somebody that just brings, you know, unbelievable energy and enthusiasm all the time, and the guys all love him. And, you know, Parker Schmidt and Caden Warner are a couple big goofballs, clowns that kind of make everybody laugh. Like, we just had this really unique, you know, Briggs and Tyler McCoon are always doing something dumb and hitting each other in practice. Like, we just have this really unique mix. And, you know, Bernie
Great.
Will, every practice, Josh Burnham, you know, every practice will make one play at least where the whole gym just kind of slows down for a second and is like, whoa, did he really just do that? So, you know, we just kind of have this unique mix of guys that have had a lot of success, that their personalities all mesh together really well, and they all just kind of joke around with each other. You know, I don't know that there is a super dominant personality. They all rag on each other. They all compete with each other. They all encourage each other. It's a pretty good group of guys.
With the way things are going this year, everyone knows last year, this year, Coach, it's certainly things we've never experienced before. How do you relay this to the kids out there, or I should say the young men? But I mean, you're playing so well right now. But are you telling these guys just to savor every moment? I mean, God forbid anything happens like last year. I mean, the season, the plug got pulled. Doesn't look that way this year, but you never know. But you have to keep telling these guys just enjoy the moment, game by game, day by day.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every game we put, you know, there's two things on the board that we put up every single game for our keys, and we always put up out compete and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to out compete teams and we want to have fun, and that's kind of been, we just keep coming back to that, is, you know, be happy when your teammates succeed, enjoy the process, you know, be thankful that we're getting this opportunity. And we try to reinforce that message every single day. And I think they've done a good job of buying into that. You know, these Saturday games have been helpful for us. You know, we've been,
we
haven't played well in them, but we've been playing everybody, no matter how the game's going, in these Saturday games. And I think it's helped to keep guys a little bit engaged and get them opportunities for guys that are talented players that haven't necessarily gotten as many opportunities in conference games.
Let me ask you, and we'll let you go here in a second, Coach, and thanks again for your time. Traverse City Central boys basketball coach Stephen Draper, 5-0, or excuse me, unbeaten in the Big North Conference to this point, which is, I will say right now, probably the most competitive. It's one of the best conferences for basketball in Northern Michigan, certainly the Big North. You guys are right at the top. So being undefeated right now in the Big North Conference, or first time coming on the postgame show, what is the bigger accomplishment for you?
Well, I think I got to wait on the last three league games before I say the 7-0 BNC record.
Right. Okay.
But I don't know how much credit I can take for either one of those. Like I said, we pretty much just roll the balls out there. Right,
sure.
Now and
let
the chips fall where they may. So, I'll stick from my standpoint, probably calling into you guys.
All right.
Yeah. You're the first one.
You're the first one that's ever said that. So you're going on the wall of fame here at the postgame show. Coach, what's the future for Traverse City Central boys basketball? How's the program? What's the state of the program there? Do you think the future looks bright for you guys?
Yeah, definitely. No, I think that we have a senior class that's just done a great job of creating a culture of winning and winning the right way with, you know, Tyler McCoon and Carson Briggs and Ned Milne and George Goldcool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those four guys have just been unbelievable. And you know, George is somebody that, you know, he got some minutes last year and he stepped into a starting role this year as a senior. He's been one of our best defenders, which is something that nobody would have thought they'd say about him before this year. He's just been unbelievable and so bought in. And so I think those guys have set the table, but, you know, out of those guys, you know, only one of those guys starts, and Briggs plays some heavy minutes, and Briggs and Tyler both started last year. They're both starter caliber players.
Right.
But we're going to return four starters.
Great.
You know,
yeah.
one of them's a freshman, and, you know, then got some juniors around them, but it's a really talented group. And we feel really good about the next couple of years. Our JV and freshman coach, Ben Fisher and Jeff Rademacher, do a great job of developing these young guys. So, you know, you got a freshman point guard starting for you on varsity, so you got to feel
something's going good right. Yeah, absolutely. Coach Stephen Draper, Traverse City Central Trojans boys basketball coach, thanks for being generous with your time. We're excited to watch you guys go down the stretch here, certainly in the conference and when the tournament begins. Best of luck going forward. You're welcome on the broadcast anytime, Coach. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Have a great Friday night.
Hey, thank you. You too.
There we go. Coach Draper.
Love it.
Central.
Finally, someone's happiest moment is with us.
I know. That was
that gives us some reassurance.
You know,
right?
I'm gonna take that clip and just, we can play it back whenever we want. He chose us over, you know, being undefeated in the Big North. I think he was just being nice.
Yeah, modest.
He was being very modest, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when I say about competitiveness, you think about it. The Big North Conference, those are, you know, that's the
very
biggest schools. Those are the big schools. That's top divisions, and they're playing a lot of the non-conference games these guys play against Midland Downs and other teams downstate and stuff. Yeah, they play some top-notch, very competitive teams.
They travel all over. They're playing in so many different big-time gyms. It's it could get difficult to stay atop the whole time and be the week in, week out, be the top team, and they've really been able to do it almost all year long. So it's kudos and hats off to them.
Yeah, Central Trojans continue to roll. Do we have any updates or anything?
Score updates in men's basketball. Kingsley beat Buckley 50-46.
Ooh.
So that one's a final score there.
Ooh.
And another score we already had earlier, Mason County Eastern and Manton met each other. Manton got the win 65-29 there. So just those two score updates in men's basketball. However, in women's basketball, we have the Highland Conference once again. McBain beating McBain NMC 58-46. 43, while Big Rapids beat Chippewa Hills 56-22. Not sure they can hear us well if they're listening on the mobile app.
Yeah, how if they were down there in Big Rapids, Brendan, how could they hear us?
Well, just download Bob FM's mobile app at the App Store, wherever you get you at.
Wherever you get your apps. Yeah, you can download it. Bob FM mobile app.
We're not talking appetizers either.
You can listen to us anywhere. And take us with you wherever you go. You can also listen via our website. Who keeps texting me? It'd be like really more professional. Turn off my...
Yeah, what's up with that, man?
I don't know. You can listen at our website, 1045bobfm.com.
And we also have a after one quarter play, Frankfort is atop Lake Leland-Law St. Mary's 13-2. Low-scoring game right now. Not a whole lot of points out of Lake Leland-Law St. Mary's, but Frankfort, good team, but I think... once the second quarter kicks off, that's when the Eagles start bouncing back.
Well, the Eagles will start to fly.
Eagles will start to
the
fly.
The Eagles will take flight.
And also in hockey, Alpena still down to Bay Area Reps. Just about 3 minutes left in the final period, and their Bay Area Reps are winning 5-3 right now over Alpena in ice hockey. That's in men's ice hockey.
Did you? And you just gave the update. Against the Eagles, right? Eagles in Frankfort.
Yeah, 13-2 is that after one quarter.
After one, yep. And we're going to still try and see if we can connect with James Cook at some point. I don't know. I'm going to just keep bugging him on Twitter. Each year, diseases like stroke, cancer, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes affect millions of Americans, putting their health and lives at risk. Chronic diseases don't stop during a pandemic, but they can be managed. Protect your health today with these important steps. Follow your doctor's advice. Get recommended exams and screenings. Learn the warning signs of chronic disease. Go to your local ER if an emergency strikes. You can learn more by visiting MunsonHealthcare.org. That's MunsonHealthcare.org. This is the postgame show, and it is brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and our latest sponsor, the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill in Traverse City. Get a hold of us if you want to sponsor the big show. And also... Should I even ask again? I'm gonna save something. We're gonna give away some food here shortly. We're gonna give away free food from Culver's and Jimmy John's. Okay, so we'll talk about that
real quick. Sorry, yeah. One more final score just rolled in seconds ago. Traverse City Central Ice Hockey. They were taking on Traverse City West tonight at Howe Arena. Central Trojans. They won 5-1 over Traverse City West. So not only a fantastic basketball program.
Right.
Got a good ice hockey program in there as well at Traverse City Central.
And why did that happen? Because the basketball coach just joined us on the postgame show.
You're welcome, Traverse City Central.
Central now in hockey, 8-1 overall.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
And who did they beat? I'm sorry.
Traverse City West.
Okay, so West. So that was crosstown rivalry.
Crosstown rivalry ended
5-1. 5-0 now are the Trojans on the frozen pond in the conference, in the Big North Conference. Another tough hockey conference there. West. Falling to 2-2-1 in the conference, I believe, and 6-3-2 overall. So West right now with at least a 2-game lead for first place in the Big North. Congratulations there. Let us take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM. Don't go anywhere. It is the post-game show. Welcome back. 104.5 Bob FM. It's the next episode. It's the next episode of the post-game show, too.
Ooh, yeah! I was going to see how long I could carry that move, but...
No, don't do that, man. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. You want to be a part of the show, 947-4471. So...
Call us up!
My wife delivered a milkshake.
Yeah, and terrified me.
I wondered was because I had no idea this was going on. Like, so we're talking to Coach. I didn't even know someone had pulled in the parking lot.
I saw a car pull in, a shadowy figure by your car, and
right,
the window's right here. I'm not gonna lie, I'm scared. I'm vulnerable.
I ran
like any wise person would do.
I
ran.
You said you thought somebody was going to shoot us
not
through the glass.
Not necessarily that. I thought they were gonna they were coming after me.
They finally
had enough, and this is it. They found me, found my place of work, and we're coming to That was it. And there was someone sitting in their car, and turns out to be your wife. So that's good.
Here's the problem in this. Like, you got freaked out.
Yeah.
You thought someone was here to maybe potentially do us bodily harm, and you just ran out of the studio and you left me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily have to outrun that person. I just had to outrun you, right? So it's like
you left me.
It's like I'm in the woods with a bear. I'm not outrunning the bear. I'm outrunning you.
Wow.
I'm younger. I have more to live for, Mike.
Wow.
Wow.
I can't believe it. You just flat out left me to get shot.
I mean, maybe it wasn't a shot. Maybe it was a rock through the window or something.
I don't know.
I know is I was scared and I was in fight or flight mode, and I don't ever fight. I flight all the time. That's why I'm on the mic.
You know, there's safety in numbers. Me and you together might have been able to subdue the intruder.
Yeah.
Together, we're stronger together than we are.
It's like Amanda Nunes coming in here. You know? You expect me to help you out?
No. I thought you were going to get we were going to get shot, so I ran.
Ah!
Left you. I'm just talking to a coach on the phone. I have no idea what's going on. I can't see out there. You left me, man.
I freaked, man. I
can't believe it. That's very hurtful. Let's go over those scores one more time from tonight. We have final scores from tonight.
And if you have any final scores, if you're a player, a coach, or a parent, and you know a final score that we haven't said, call us up 231-947-4471. Let us know the final scores. We've got Kingsley beating Buckley 50-46 in men's basketball, while Manton got a win over Mason County Eastern 65-29 over in women's basketball. Eastern UP Conference, Newberry beating Brimley 36-35. Very close matchups there. Highland Conference had McBain beating McBain NMC 58-43, while Big Rapids beat Chippewa Hills 56-22. Over in ice hockey, Traverse City Central got the win over Traverse City West 5-1, while Bay Area Reps are cruising over Alpena right now, as that game's just about over. Alpena down to Bay Area Reps 5-1.
Okay, that's what we have at the big board so far. Let me just double check here. I don't think there's anything else.
And right now, second quarter, 18-14 is the score, with Frankfurt still winning. But like Leland St. Mary's, they're battling back. So, hey, they're just within 4 points. Why not?
Yeah, that's our Lake Leelanau St. Mary squad, by the way. We claim them, too. Lake Leelanau St. Mary's, what's their mascot?
The Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Fly, fly. Yeah, why did I forget that?
And right now, we claim them.
Their coach said he was going to hook me up with some swag from Lake Leelanau St. Mary's, some gear that I could rock, rep it. He still hasn't, because the week after he talked to us, that they lost their first game.
Probably not very happy with you.
No.
Bay Area Reps final score against Alpena 5-3 just came in.
That is. That's a final now.
So Alpena tried bouncing back. They were down 5-1 at one point. Had two goals in the fourth or in the third period, but not quite enough. Bay Area Reps, fantastic team. So
that wasn't a conference win. Lake Michigan and the Northern Michigan Hockey League Reps are on top of that, unbeaten, but they are now 7-4 overall, which is impressive. So go Reps. Try to connect with their coach as well. And we're going to do that. We're going to have a hockey coach on the big show.
You know, while you get hooked up with the Lake Leelanau St. Mary's gear, I kind of want a hockey jersey now. I want a Bay Area Reps or an Alpena hockey jersey.
Reps jersey is pretty sweet. It's got like the Trojan type thing.
Yeah, I kind of want a hockey jersey now. Why not? These looks pretty sweet.
Okay, well, we're either going to get the Reps or Alpena coach on the big show soon, and we'll hit one of them up for some free gear.
Could you guys look me up, please? Please. Kid small.
Yeah, Eastern UP Conference in girls basketball, Newberry 36-35 over Brimley.
Yeah,
now, Newberry. I used to vacation in Newberry. That's up in the Upper Peninsula.
Now, that's when you do your hunting and fishing and whatnot?
Well, my uncle and aunt had a cabin in Newberry. So when we were kids,
place to go.
We would drive up across the bridge and go to their cabin in Newberry. I loved it. It's a tiny little town, like just like a little main street you drive through. If you blink, you miss it. Awesome cabin they had back there. So we go to Newberry all the time. Shout out to Newberry. Can they hear us? Well, I don't think so, unless they're listening via the Bob FM mobile app.
Which you can listen anytime, anywhere. Just download that mobile app at the App Store, Google Play Store, wherever you get your mobile apps.
You can ask Alexa to enable the Bob FM skill.
Just say, hey, Alexa, play 104.5 Bob FM.
And on fire.
Oh.
That's a throwback there. And on fire. And you can listen to our website, 1045bobfm.com. If anyone out there is listening right now via our website, 1045bobfm.com, or if you're streaming us via the Bob FM mobile app, call us up at 231-4471. If you are streaming the broadcast right now, I will hook you up with free Culver's and free Jimmy John's if you're streaming the show right now.
231-947-4471.
All you got to do, you could even lie and say, yeah, I'm streaming it.
I mean, we had someone who was ice fishing last week.
Ice fishing last week.
That was awesome. So yeah. Who's doing what this week? We want to know. Call us.
If you're streaming the show, heck, if you're listening to the show, 947-4471.
Make us feel better. We're trying to feel better about ourselves. Help us out.
Please. 231-947-4471. That is the studio line. Free Culver's and Jimmy John's, two of our sponsors. We've got certificates to both right now. If you want to give us a call, we'll hook you up. Right now, we're going to play a little segment called This Week in High School Sports. Last week, I was talking about Coach Kevin Ball over in Elk Rapids.
Yeah.
His son, Preston, I believe, joined the 1,000-point club. I think it was against Boyne City or so a couple weeks back. This Week in High School Sports is a cool little segment that the MHSAA puts out on a weekly basis. There's some local action covered in this, including the storyline about the Balls in Elk Rapids and how the coach, the son, and the brother are all 1,000-point scorers over in Elk Rapids. So let's check that out. If you want some free Culver's, free Jimmy John's, call us up, 231-947-4471. We'll come back, take a look at the big board. We're also going to be joined by Elk Rapids coach Mike Brown on the show as well. It's the postgame show here on Bob FM.
This Week in High School Sports looks at how basketball and hockey teams will be seeded for postseason play and highlights a high-scoring family at Elk Rapids High School. Hello, I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. March is finally here, and with that comes the start of the winter sports tournaments. For boys and girls basketball, the top two teams in each district will be seeded using the Michigan Power Rating, or MPR, just like they were last season. For hockey, the top two teams in each regional will be seeded using MPR, and this is the first time that the hockey tournament will be seeded. The top-seeded teams will be placed on opposite sides of the bracket, allowing for a potential matchup of the top seeds in the district final for basketball or regional final for hockey. You can always check live MPR tables for each sport by going to mhsaa.com/MPR. The hockey bracket will be announced on Sunday, March 7th. The basketball brackets for both boys and girls on Sunday, March 14th. For tournament dates and locations, check out mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Dean Locus. A Calumet senior hockey forward was huge in the Copper Island Classic over the weekend. He led his team to a sweep of Hancock, tallying 3 goals and 2 assists in the pair of victories. Calumet stays unbeaten on the year at 9-0-1. Brendan Young of Fowlerville. With his 33-point performance and a win over Holt, Young became the all-time leading scorer at Fowlerville. The senior now has 1,426 career points, putting him ahead of the previous leading scorer, Sean Romzik, who had 1,401 points between 2005 and 2008. Young has committed to play hoops next year at Medina University. And to Hamilton's A.J. Ettinger. Ettinger became Hamilton's all-time leading scorer. She had 23 points in a win over Coopersville, taking her to 1,423 career points. Ashley Overbeek and her 1,406 career points was the previous high set in 2014. Ettinger will be taking her talents to Iowa City to play for the Iowa Hawkeyes next season.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
It seems whenever a high school game breaks down in a negative way, the coaches, players, fans, and school administrators quickly blame the officials. It's easy to take out aggression on these nameless, faceless, almost inanimate objects. But sloppy or chippy play is on the coaches to control, not the officials, as they simply call what happens. Fans up in the stands then quickly follow the lead of their coach berating the officials, thinking they are so well-versed in the art of officiating, but often don't have the guts to put on the stripes themselves. Officials aren't perfect, but often they have to clean up the messes created by others during the game, the people who should really be thrown under the bus.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Elk Rapids High School has its own Ball in the Family program. No, not LeVar Ball and his sons, but Kevin Ball, his brother Jeremy, and Kevin's two sons, Preston and Spencer. Kevin and Jeremy both played basketball at Elk Rapids in the 1990s, and the brothers each scored more than 1,000 career points. In fact, they are second and third on the all-time scoring list at Elk Rapids. Kevin is now the coach of the Elks, and his oldest son, Preston, has joined dad and uncle in the 1,000-point club. The senior went over the 1,000-point mark with a 25-point performance and a win over Boyne City, and the assist on the basket to put him over 1,000 came from Preston's younger brother, sophomore Spencer Ball. For more on the Michigan version of the Ball family and who could be the next 1,000-point scorer at Elk Rapids, check out the story on secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
That was This Week in High School Sports. Nice little rundown there of the Ball family in Elk Rapids. Pretty cool. That explained it much more than better than I was able to explain things. Let's go to the big board right now, Brendan, and see if there's any updates there.
And go to the big board, the updates in the Eastern UP Conference, Pickford beating Engadine 67-28 in men's basketball. Kingsley beating Buckley 50-46. Manton beating Mason County Eastern 65-29. In women's basketball, Newberry beating Brimley by 1 point. It's 36-35 final. Mackinac City in Northern Lakes Conference, they beat Wolverine 64-13. Mackinac City playing some pretty good basketball.
I want to get a hold of Mackinac City coach as well. Like I said last week, I love to go to Mackinac City. Mackinac City's awesome.
Who doesn't love to go there? Vesterberg beat Montebello 57-42. And the Highland Conference, McBain beat McBain NMC 58-43.
That was a crosstown rivalry.
Crosstown rivalry ended with McBain getting the win.
It's a big game. McBain NMC.
Right. And then in Big Rapids, beating Chippewa Hills 56-22, while Nuevo beat Grant 54-40. And some out-of-conference matchups, Manistee, Catholic Central. They beat Fruitport Calvary Christian 40-32. Then in ice hockey, we saw those final scores. Alpena lost to Bay Area Reps 5-3, while Traverse City Central Trojans beat Traverse City West in a crosstown matchup.
Yeah.
5-1 was the final score there. And in some of the out-of-conference matchups in hockey as well, Cadillac beat Matawan 6-2. Impressive game there.
There we go. Thank you, Brendan. Okay, what we're going to do right now is take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk with Elk Rapids ladies basketball, Lady Elks basketball coach Mike Brown. All right.
Lady Elks have been playing some fantastic basketball.
They are one of the top teams in Northern Michigan right now as they are undefeated, both overall and in conference play. Postgame show brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. We'll be right back here on 104.5 Bob FM. Welcome back to the postgame show on 104.5 Bob FM. My name's Mike Misico. Brendan Morris, directly across from me. He was going to 50 ways to leave his broadcast partner if he thought an intruder was coming into the building.
Hey, just trying to think on my toes. I'm not a fighter. I flight 100% of the time. So it's just a survival of the fittest.
Fight or flight. I can't believe you just texted that, dude. Come on, what are you doing, man? Sitting right here. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Okay, we have one more guest to get to. We'll come back. We'll look at the final scores we have one last time. But let's go to the Bob FM Sports Hotline one more time. I had a chance a little earlier today to talk to Lady Elks, Elk Rapids girls basketball coach Mike Brown. who his squad is enjoying a phenomenal year this year, playing really well inside and outside the Lake Michigan Conference. That's what I'm trying to say. And now I have to just find the interview, Brennan, because I wasn't ready. So let me find that.
I'm never ready either, so it's okay. The show isn't about the professionalism of sports. This is about the fun part of sports, the think on your toes, and if someone's going to come to the studio and hurt you, you run away kind of sports show. That's the kind of show
you
this is.
Let
this is.
Somebody kill your broadcast partner, and you run in fear. I love it. That
that's
was great.
The only way
that
I
was
can...
the craziest. I couldn't believe you
that's
admitted
the only
that.
Way to move up in this I'm business like, anymore.
I'm like, what are you doing here?
That's the only way to move up in radio anymore is wait for your host to pass.
I saw you run out of here.
I was scared.
And then I saw you like peeking your head down the hallway. There's another entry door out there. And I saw you like peeking around the corner like looking creeper. Out there. I'm like, why is he doing this? Yeah, is somebody here? No.
Tell your
running.
Wife I apologize. I thought
you thought my wife was going to shoot us, man. Let's go to the Bob FM Sports Hotline and talk to... let's talk to Mike Brown, Lady Elks head basketball coach right now. It's the postgame show, Bob FM. It is the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM. My name's Mike Misiko. Thanks for joining us. We're going to the Bob FM Sports Hotline right now. We have a special guest, Coach Mike Brown. He's the head basketball coach, Lady Elks squad. Coach Brown, how's it going?
It's good. It's obviously like everything else in 2020 and now into 2021, it's you got to be a little bit flexible.
Absolutely. So. Speaking of flexibility, let's just start right there. I mean, you guys were supposed to be playing Charlevoix right now. What happened there, Coach?
Well, we got a call a couple days ago, and I believe they actually had like halftime of a game on Tuesday night, ended up maybe ending it early. And so basically they had about 150 kids that were quarantined due to tracing on Friday, and I think the whole Charlevoix school system was shut down. But luckily, we were able to play on Saturday. So instead of going to Charlevoix Friday night, they're coming to Elk Rapids on Saturday.
Okay, so they are coming. You guys will play tomorrow then?
Correct, yep.
And we'll stick with the Lady Raiders right now, Coach, because this is kind of a big conference game in the Lake Michigan Conference for you guys. You guys, we'll talk about overall standings in a second. You guys sit on top. But Charlevoix not too far behind you, so this is a big game. You're familiar with Charlevoix. What's the keys to victory for this game?
I think our depth, Elk Rapids girls, we're pretty lucky. We got 12 girls that we can plug in at any time. So, our game plan pretty much throughout the season has been to push the ball, run. I think Charlevoix's got 7 that are healthy at the moment. They got one pretty talented kid that obviously we got to keep our eye on, make sure we don't let her hurt us. But other than that, we want to play up-tempo really quick.
Now, you guys are undefeated both overall and in the Lake Michigan Conference, if I have my statistics correct. You guys, is that still the case?
That is still the case.
That's phenomenal, Coach. Congratulations to you there.
Well, I appreciate that.
Now, if you look at last season, below 500 and overall, I think 8-13, 5-9 in the conference, did you expect a turnaround like this? Could you have foreseen this kind of turnaround to this point?
You know, as a coach, you always think that you can do certain things. And, it was obviously in the back of my mind that we had a pretty deep squad and wearing masks, playing basketball. You know, these girls, going into the season, didn't really know how it was going to affect them. So we kind of took the attitude we're going to play a little bit like hockey, 5 in, 5 out, hockey shifts.
Sure.
And just keep that pace going and see if we can wear down the opponents. So it's been, luckily, everything's gone according to plan, and we've been fortunate. We've been healthy this year, which is huge. We lost one girl to contact tracing for like a week, but no injuries outside of a recent one from one of the girls, we were carrying 13 to begin with, so we're down to 12 at the moment. So we're definitely fortunate.
How many players did you have coming back from last year's squad, Coach, and what do you got for seniors on this year's team?
That's actually kind of one of the surprising things. We have no seniors this
year. Oh, wow. Okay.
So we were pretty young last year. We started 5 sophomores last year.
Wow.
I'm sorry, 4 sophomores and a senior. We lost one of our great shooters that came through the system, Shelby Scott, and she graduated and went on to college. But, yeah, we had 4 starters and another 4 returning players. So we really had 8 kids coming back that had experience. So, we kind of thought we could get them to take it to the next level. And, you know, right, luckily we've been able to kind of accomplish that plan so far.
We're talking with Elk Rapids varsity girls basketball coach Mike Brown on the Bob FM Sports Hotline. It is the post-game show. What's your thoughts on how the season is going to this point as a whole? Basketball, high school sports as a whole right now? Are you, knock on synthetic wood here, that things are going the way they are, right? And what's your thoughts on the season so far?
Definitely, 100%. I mean, we, you know, when we started, we had, I think we got 4 days, maybe 5 days back in early November where we, the girls were able to practice and have tryouts, and then boys didn't get anything in. You know, and then the whole state got shut down, and they had, you know, a couple months of pretty high numbers at the COVID stuff. And then, you know, we were itching to get back. I actually went down to Lansing. They had a big rally and I'll let them play type of deal. And finally, the governor and everybody, the powers that be, let us get back on the court. So we had a long period of practice time where we weren't even really allowed to guard each other. I mean, we were allowed to shoot, we were allowed to dribble and, you know, work on fundamental type stuff. So to get back and playing games, we just feel fortunate. I mean, we're getting 16 games in. We normally get 20 games in. So that's a good part of our schedule. Mostly all conference. We had 2 non-conference. So, yeah, we feel pretty fortunate and we're glad to be playing. And hopefully we can continue for the next month to get this winter season wrapped up here in a month or so.
To be unbeaten to this point, especially in what's always a tough and competitive Lake Michigan Conference, Coach, what's the attitude in the locker room? What do the players think of how things are going so far?
You know, they're pretty subdued. They're taking it all in stride. You know, you don't want to start reading your own headlines.
Right.
So they're not too many highs, not too many lows. They're pretty even keeled. So I'm trying to keep it that way. Like I said, we got 10 players that on a nightly basis, they average about probably 16 to 19 minutes. We have 10 girls averaging somewhere between like 3 and 9 points. We don't have one girl averaging over double figures. So
okay.
There is no I in this team, definitely.
That's great. And so in this team, you think the way you're built with your depth and everything, capable of making a postseason run this year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're going to, you know, luckily they've been seeding the last 2 years. And this year, they're even taking a little farther. They're going to go a 1 and a 2 seed in every district.
Okay.
So we'll definitely hope to be playing on Friday night for a district championship. I think we got Glen Lake on the other side, though, and they're always formidable. I think they're ranked number 7 in the state right now in Class C, and we're somewhere up in the, you know, low teens, I think.
What's the reception been like from the Elk Rapids community on you guys so far?
Good, really good. I mean, we got, you know, our community is very into the sports scene, and we've had so many good programs, whether it's soccer or basketball, going through. The boys are on top of their division this year,
right,
as well. They got, and that, you know, their game against Charlevoix is going to be huge in determining who wins that conference. Same thing for us. I mean, we're undefeated, and we just got to keep this thing going forward. Get a couple more wins, and it's been 1993 was the last time Elk Rapids won a conference championship.
I remember, to
what you said, I mean, our conference has been brutal on the girls' side. We've had some stud athletes come through. St. Francis had a great run. Kalkaska had a great run. Charlevoix had a little run. And, you know, we won some district championships in there. So it's been fun.
This is a great storyline, Coach. I love it. You know, I'm an alumni. I went to Elk Rapids, and I can't say when because that makes me feel really old. You know what? You have some affiliation with golf. I figured we'd give you a platform, too, and talk a little bit about, I think, one of the best places to go play golf up in Northern Michigan, Agaming, right?
Well, yeah, appreciate that. That's awesome. Yeah, especially looking at the forecast next week, we're looking at some like almost 60 degrees on Tuesday and Wednesday.
I love it. So you got multiple courses, right, that people can go play when you open up?
We do. We have Agaming has 2 courses, Sundance and Torch, which was the original Agaming course. And then we actually acquired Antrim Dells and Charlevoix Country Club over the last 10 years. So, yeah, 4 courses.
I love the Torch course. That's one of the more challenging. That's, if I play golf, Torch course is the way to go. I love it. The different elevations and things. I'm horrible, but it's always fun to go up to Agaming and play.
It's essential up north course for sure.
Absolutely.
Staring out at Torch Lake, you can't get any better than
that. Oh, great views. Phenomenal views. Website where people can learn more about Agaming?
Agaming.com. So it's got 2 dashes, AGA-MING.
See, I don't mind giving shameless plugs out here. Why not?
That's awesome.
Mike Brown, head coach, Lady Elks varsity basketball team. Congratulations on your season to this point, man. And what a great story it is. We'll continue to keep an eye on the Lady Elks. Wish you nothing but continued success going forward. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Mike Brown, Lady Elks, great interview there. Thank you, Coach Brown, and his Lady Elks are red hot and just tearing through the Lake Michigan Conference right now. As mentioned, the Lady Elks currently either 8-0 or 9-0
undefeated
in the conference.
10-0. Mike.
10-0 overall, 9-0 in the Lake Michigan Conference.
Yeah, yeah. So they're undefeated either in the Lake Michigan Conference, top of the conference, and their next matchup is coming up in a few days against Bel Air.
Well, they play tomorrow against Charlevoix, the game that was makeup game.
Right, makeup game there, and then their next game on the schedule, Bel Air, Harbor Springs, East Jordan, Kalkaska, and then they will finish up against Charlevoix in a couple weeks as well.
That's what their schedule's
looking like right now, and with the wins they've got, it looks like they could almost win out, knock on wood.
But, and the way Coach is talking, this is a team to keep an eye on in girls basketball. He's talking about a completely loaded team where basically any one of he's got a full complement of players, and any one of them could be a starter at any different time, and he's saying he's plugging rotations in like hockey.
Right.
Just line shifts.
Which you love to have. You got
five girls playing, you pull them out, you put five more fresh ones in. That's a way to go, man.
When you're a coach and you have only the one or two players to lean on, and then the rest of the guys are just kind of, rest of the girls or guys are rotation players, it's tough sometimes to win back-to-back-to-back games like this. But when you have those rotations where every rotation you have seems to be a startable squad, I mean, you're going to have your 10-0 record like they do right now. So
absolutely
impressive.
Congratulations. Thanks again, Coach Brown. It's time to do now something that we do sporadically. It's called the Wheel of Misfortune, Brendan.
Mm-mm-mm.
We're going to hit up the Wheel of Misfortune. Now, the way this works is we spin the wheel randomly.
Right.
It's a game of chance. It lands on a question. You have to answer it honestly and openly. Right?
And oh, yeah.
It can get awkward at times.
Very awkward.
Yeah, but
even cannibalistic at times, apparently, with your odd questions.
Yes.
Randomly generated, too, so it's just odd how some of your questions have to do with eating dogs or friends, but hopefully not. Hopefully maybe some new questions. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to?
There's not any cannibalistic questions on this one. I'm looking through the list right now. I think we're going to be okay there. Let me do one thing, but this is Wheel of Misfortune. And I got to find the oil for the wheel. The wheel's not greased up right now.
Don't want a rusty wheel, man.
No. If we're going to spin this thing, we're going to do it right. Where is it? Where is our wheel? Okay. I'm oiling it up right now.
Don't spill it.
We're going to spin. I'm spilling.
You have a board right there, and you're just
spilling the oil. Here we go. Here is the first question. Here's the first spin. We're gonna send Brendan to the Wheel of Misfortune first. Oh, that's greased up real nice.
Sorry in advance, Mom.
All right. Isn't that greased up real good?
Yeah.
That's fresh. Would you rather always have a mullet haircut or a ponytail haircut?
Mullet. Why not?
You said that without hesitation, man.
Yeah, that's easy.
Mullet. Isn't that easy? That's a simple one. We're starting out easy here on the Wheel of Misfortune. Here's the next one. Oh, that was a long spin. All right, we're going to double down for you, bud. Would you rather always have bad gas or always have really dry mouth?
From someone who already has bad gas... That usually just evacuates the studio every day.
Mikey Zero has like cans of Lysol and stuff that he sprays
at you. We got Airwick spray. Yeah. We got Lysol. Any spray you can think of to take away the nasty, stinky Brendan odors we have. So I'll stick with the gas.
You'll stick with gas?
I'm already gassed.
Dry mouth would be horrible to always have dry mouth.
Mm.
And you know what? I'm going to go... When it comes to mullet or ponytail, if you had to choose one forever, oh, man.
I mean, I kind of could respect the ponytail, whipping the ponytail around, but the
whipping
mullet.
Whipping the pony, I don't know.
You can do the cool.
I guess mullet.
Yeah, you can do cool looks with the mullet.
Business on top, party in the back.
I feel like with a ponytail, you only have one way to do that ponytail, but, it's just always going to be a ponytail. With the mullet, you can do the side, you shave the sides differently and do all cool designs.
Almost. Business in the front, party in the back.
Why not?
I'm going mullet. Here's the next spin. Hold on. Oh.
Almost tore your rotator cuff doing that.
I did. That hurt. Okay, next question on the Wheel of Misfortune. Would you rather have to always hop around on one foot wherever you go or have to always squat?
What?
You're either hopping on one foot or you're squatting, like crab walking everywhere.
No, I'll squat. I'll crab walk right everywhere I go.
You do the crab walk?
Yeah, crab. It's a crab. I'm a crab walking. Why not? Because people are like, why are you crab walking, Brandon?
I'm going to one leg hop. I'm hopping everywhere. I'd like to hop around on one leg, man. That'd be fun. Wheel of Misfortune. Worst segment in radio history. Would you rather lose the ability to cry or cry every day for 20 minutes randomly?
Well, since I already do have sporadic crying moments.
You do. You have a good cry once in a while.
Who doesn't want a good cry? I think it's healthy to cry a few times a day.
No. I don't cry. I hold it all in.
Oh, you hold it in.
Never cry.
Yeah, I'll stick with the crying randomly 20 minutes a day. It would be fun. There's something real fun moment happening. You just start crying and get really concerned with people around you.
I never cry. I'm going to say I lose the ability to cry. It doesn't matter to me.
I don't mind crying.
Couple more here before we go to the big board one last time. Wheel of Misfortune.
Crying over Wheel of Misfortune right now.
Me too. Would you rather wear a green leprechaun hat every day or fairy wings every day? There's a happens to be a leprechaun hat.
Wow, there just so happens to be a leprechaun hat.
Would you rock that every single day?
I would love to rock this if it fit my head better.
Yeah?
I have a very small boyish head.
It is tiny, yeah.
I mean, I technically have a big head, you think, but I don't. No, I'm very, very small boy-like, so this hat's a little big, but why not? I'd rep it.
What do you mean people think you would have a big head?
That guy talking, oh, this guy's got a big head, but no, not actually physically a big head, just maybe more. You know,
I hear you talk, I think, man, that guy must have a tiny head.
Yeah, maybe. Or not a whole lot going on in the head region.
Thanks, studio audience.
Thank you.
I would go fairy wings because guess what? Just earlier today, I was actually wearing fairy wings.
Really?
True story.
Oh, your kid lost a tooth?
My daughter, she's 4 now. We have to play like unicorns and fairies every day.
Ooh.
And we were playing downstairs and I put on actual fairy wings today, literally. I actually did. It's true. Thank you, studio audience. Final spin here on the Wheel of Misfortune. I think it's the best one. See, no cannibalistic questions
good,
today.
Good. Family-friendly show today.
The Wheel of Fortune was generous to us tonight, I'm afraid. Would you rather your only mode of transportation be a donkey or a giraffe?
Ooh.
Donkey or a giraffe? I got to tell you, myself, I'm going giraffe, dude.
That would be sweet. Riding around in a giraffe, long neck and... I mean, you can climb to the top. It'd be fun, but you got to think, okay, you want to go through the drive-thru somewhere. Well, you're going to have to pull over the side of the giraffe, put the giraffe in park because you're not going through any of the tall, you know, too tall.
Right,
so
right.
I'm going to go with a donkey. Why not?
You're going donkey? I gotta go giraffe, especially if you can, like, I would like to shimmy up to the top of the giraffe head and, like, ride on the head.
Yeah, of course you would.
Skyrocket down. You're way up there on the top of a giraffe
sweet.
Head.
It'd be like a slide, almost.
Then you slide down the giraffe neck, and the giraffe can take longer strides, so maybe you get to your destinations faster.
I just like the donkey. You know, you pull up somewhere. Sorry.
The donkey doesn't go fast, but they're strong animals. They can hold a lot.
Right.
You can pack a lot of gear with you, and then there you go. That's Wheel of Misfortune.
Yeah, rip that up.
Hopefully we'll never do that one again. Chances are we'll do it next week.
Live studio audience, don't leave yet. What are you walking out for? They're gone.
All right, let's go to the big board one final time. Scores, finals from tonight. Here is the big board on the postgame show.
And your final scores, once again. Any final scores you can head our way, 231-947-4471.
There's still time.
Still time, but the scores we've got updated. Pickford beat Engadine 67-28, while over in Northern Lakes Conference, Ellsworth beat Elba 84-17. Ellsworth put up a lot of points there.
That's the point total of the night.
There we go.
That's
in
boys basketball.
Yep, boys basketball. Sticking in boys basketball, Northwest Conference. Kingsley beating Buckley 50-46.
Big conference win there. In fact, let me check the Northwest Conference standings if I might.
Yeah, Kingsley. I mean, so there's only a a few points win over Buckley. Buckley, who has kind of struggled. I mean,
Buckley's struggling this year. Yes,
they're struggling,
for sure.
But they had been a powerhouse team. But you still like how they're making a respectable game.
And Kingsley still in the mix of the Northwest Conference, depending on who their losses are to. But they're right behind Glen Lake and Benzie Central, who at last check were knotted at first. So yeah. Kingsley. Right in that second place spot as of right now.
Yeah, and then over in the Highland Conference, Roscommon beating Houghton Lake 51-32. Yeah, you got a Roscommon story by chance?
The Bucks. No, I have no stories about Roscommon, but I like their mascot, which is the Bucks. Nice. Roscommon playing well overall, a few games over 500, and they're decent in the Highland Conference. Houghton Lake struggling. One win? I don't think they've played that many games either. Houghton Lake's had a lot of cancellations this season.
And then out-of-conference matchup in men's basketball. Manton final score over Mason County. Eastern 65-29 was the final there. And then moving over to women's basketball. Brimley losing to Newberry. So Newberry 36-35.
I used to vacation in Newberry, Missico, in case you want me to insert myself into this story. Yep.
The Missico Newberry spot.
That's where I used to go. I love Newberry. Once they told me they were going to give me the keys to Newberry in like a ceremony, it never panned out. Go figure.
Yeah. Mackinac City beating Wolverine 64-13. Mackinac City putting up some big numbers there.
Over Mackinac City playing well. I'm going to try to get Mackinac City's coach on this program. We'll see.
Fudge.
That's the Northern Lakes Conference there. Mackinac City unbeaten overall and in conference play.
Vesterberg beating Montebello 57-42. And then back in the Highland Conference for women's basketball, McBain beating McBain NMC 58-43. While Roscommon girls basketball team weren't so lucky because Houghton Lake girls team, they got the win 56-18 over Roscommon.
Yeah, Houghton Lake, one loss in the conference. Roscommon, zero conference wins, one win overall at last check. Lake City is still unbeaten overall and in conference play. And get this, McBain unbeaten overall and in conference play.
Something's got to get there with those unbeaten teams.
Lake City and McBain, I wonder when those two teams will meet, because that will be for the Highland Conference in girls basketball. We'll get our producer on that.
They might meet at the end of this season, if I'm not mistaken. Then moving on, Big Rapids beating Chippewa Hills 56-22. Tri-County area beat Fremont 49-39, while Nuevo beat Grant 54-40. You can hear us on the Bob FM mobile app over there.
Or on our website, 1045bobfm.com. Stream us worldwide.
That's right. Manistee Catholic Central beating Fruitport Calvary Christian 40-38. And then over in ice hockey, those are some of the scores we were keeping up with today. There's games today happening tomorrow as well. Big North Conference play. Traverse City Central beating Traverse City West in a crosstown rivalry matchup.
Central in firm control right now of the Big North Conference, though they sit alone atop the conference, unbeaten.
Yeah, they won 5-1 tonight. So very impressive there. Traverse City Central, just fantastic program in all their sports. And then in out-of-conference matchups, Cadillac got a win over Mattawan 6-2, while Bay Area Reps beat Alpena 5-3. Those are the scores on our big board. If you got more, call us up 231-947-4471.
There's a lot of games going on tomorrow, Brendan. Do we have the schedule for tomorrow?
Yes, so schedule for tomorrow on the court. Some of the games are just to look out for. Probably going to be an impressive game between Glen Lake and Onekama in guys basketball. Then we've got Elk Rapids in Charlevoix. Just talked to the coach.
Girls basketball there.
Yeah, so that's going to be an impressive matchup. Boys and girls basketball. Elk Rapids and Charlevoix meeting up. So boys basketball, Charlevoix is leading that conference, taking on Elk Rapids. But then in girls basketball, Elk Rapids is leading that conference, taking on Charlevoix. So girls and guys kind of swapping there. But then some of the out-of-conference matchups to look out for tomorrow. Traverse City Central, talked to their coach earlier. They're taking on Midland Dow. Going to be a pretty impressive game.
Yep, this is in boys basketball.
High-stakes game. Yeah. Maybe out-of-conference game, but Traverse City Central Trojans still trying to keep on winning. Traverse City St. Francis will play McBain as Lake Leland St. Mary's. Right now, they're playing Frankfort. They might be down to Frankfort, but they're taking on Lansing tomorrow. Mancelona and Boyne City will match up in boys
basketball. Your Ironmen.
Yep. So
hosting Boyne City.
Ironmen coming off a tough loss, and hopefully that just feeds the fire.
The Ramblers, a good squad. We'll see what happens. That'll say a lot about Mancelona, too, in this non-conference game with the Lake Michigan Conference, Boyne City.
Absolutely. And then Frankfort right now, they're playing Lake Leland St. Mary's. They will take on Gaylord St. Mary's.
Another St. Mary tomorrow.
Yeah, so take them on Gaylord. Out of conference matchup tomorrow. And then over in girls basketball, once again, Charlevoix and Elk Rapids meeting up. Lady Elks playing fantastic basketball right now.
Yep, yeah. Ellsworth at Lake Leelanau St. Mary tomorrow in girls basketball. Traverse City Central Lady Trojans at Sault Ste. Marie. Sheboygan at Gaylord St. Mary as far as listing area goes.
And then in hockey, we got more conference matchups. Traverse City Central taking on Petoskey tomorrow in ice hockey, while Mount Pleasant takes on Manistee. Alpena will travel to take on Sault Ste. Marie. Bay Area Reps, they're playing Big Rapids in Sheboygan, Richland, Gull Lake. All right. Those are the matchups coming up tomorrow. Look out for plenty of action.
That's the big board. And that's going to do it for us, bud. What do you say we get out of here?
I say why not?
I think we've done enough damage for one night.
Bedtime just around the corner.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be invited back next week. We'll see how things go there.
See if I sporadically cry on my way home.
Who knows?
Haven't cried yet today, so
I don't cry. I'm telling you, I don't.
Just like Mikey Zero doesn't sneeze, you don't cry?
You know, I did. He claims he doesn't sneeze. You think he sneezes?
He holds them in all the time.
You shouldn't do that. It's dangerous to hold a
sneeze. Very dangerous, and he douses me in chemical spray anytime I sneeze.
Well, it does spread germs.
No, I mean, I get it right here. Right into the pit of the arm, you know? Okay. You don't spread that many germs that way.
Well, there was a show called Mythbusters, and they showed, like, the sneeze. You should check that out sometime.
Is it really gross?
Yeah, like sprays out and
fills
the whole room.
Yeah, but that's if you just don't cover it.
Yeah, if you cover, it helps.
It's all on my arm.
Start spraying you. Thank you to our sponsors, Jimmy John's. Two locations in Traverse City, Front Street next to the college and South Airport behind Cherryland Center. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky good. Culver's and Gaylord Cadillac, Traverse City and Chum's Corners and in East Bay. Welcome to Delicious. Jackson Hewitt, got unexpected expenses but low on money? Jackson Hewitt can help. Learn more, jacksonhewitt.com. That's jacksonhewitt.com. And our latest sponsor, thank you very much, the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill, your local sports bar destination to enjoy the sport of your choice right on State Street in Traverse City. Maybe we go there right now, bud. You hop in my daughter's car seat. We'll buckle you up nice and safe, and maybe we go down to State Street Grill, you and I.
Why not?
What do you say, a little post-game show celebration?
I'm just excited to ride in a booster seat.
Oh, it's great. It's like a deluxe one, too. It's got two cup holders.
Yes, the arm, holders.
Like, I'm always jealous of my kid who's riding in this thing. Right. I'm like, man, I want to sit in this. That's nice. Why do you have such a cool seat? That's great.
Man.
She's four. Thank you to Elk Rapids varsity girls basketball coach Mike Brown for taking some time out. Join us. Go Lady Elks. Also, Traverse City Central boys basketball coach Stephen Draper. Thank you so much for being on the big show, Coach Draper. Good luck going forward, TC Central. We've got winners on this broadcast, man.
Yeah, it's awesome talking to the coaches, getting their perspective. And if you're a coach or a player who wants to be a part of the broadcast, you can always call us up, 231-947-4471. Message us on Facebook on social media if you want to contact us for the next show.
We're always looking for stories. So
always looking
for
the
sports. If you have a player, if you're a parent or a grandparent or someone, you have a player you want to see featured on an upcoming episode of the postgame show, reach out to us, okay? If you want to see your team, your school featured, reach out to us. We don't mind. We'll do it. All right. Brendan, thank you so much again, bud. As always, phenomenal job.
This is fantastic.
We're going to the State Street Grill. If Brendan can fit in the car seat, which I think you can. And leave it right here, that 90 show coming up at 9 o'clock. We will talk to you guys again soon. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Have a fantastic night.
And that's it for us. We are out of here.